everyone had their whatever, you know. Some were easy. Elevator D was the easiest elevator because they used to run the cars right off the hump, right into the elevator. And so you're all finished. Pool 8, every car going by, if you needed cars, you give them a few cars, kept them going, and without any fuss or muss. Where the elevators in inner city were more of a challenge because of the height and that they're off the track. So
the distance off the track?
Well, the height, the push, eh?
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, tell me about that.
Well, it's they got them up behind the elevator, and the height to land, I don't know, I can't remember what it was, but it was a challenge putting the cars behind the elevator, and then they run them all down below when they're empty, like through the elevator, and it was all just let them go, you know, yeah, so.
Could that also explain sometimes why cars would end up in the lake because of the need to push?
It was the push. You push too much, and that's why most of them end up in the back. Lots of times they try two or three times, and you take a run at it, and gone. Can't stop it then. Pool 1 had lots of cars behind, went in the lake. Not so much. Elevator M next door didn't have too many because the track ended halfway down the elevator. So they'd go on the ground, but they wouldn't go in the lake. Pool 1 was notorious for putting them in the lake. So. Mm-hmm.